Praise the Lord, saints. Our message today is part of the Beatitudes series that I've been ministering on. The first one is available online. The second Beatitude is in Matthew 5:4. That's Matthew 5th chapter, 4th verse. And it reads as follows: Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Let's explore this scripture. The word mourn means to feel or express grief or sorrow. We have all had moments in our lives when we lose someone and feel grief from their absence. No one can tell someone how long to mourn, when they should move on from their loss. Mourning is an individual time with yourself to process what has occurred, what that person meant to you, and how the loss will affect you in the long term. I can't speak for anybody else, but I can speak for myself in this matter. About 25 years ago, I lost my father. He had colon cancer, and the cancer had spread to his liver. The doctor stated that he would only have a year before he would pass away. Even though I knew that my father would pass away and I had about a year to accept the inevitable, it still did not prepare me for his death. When he finally did die, I was a basket case. I was in full mourning immediately and went through the entire 5 stages of grief, which are denial, anger, bargaining, depression, and acceptance. I was his oldest son, and I am named after him. So I had to be strong for everyone else. What got me through the loss of my father was being comforted by God. Our God is a merciful God and extended mercy to me and my family when we really needed it. What comforted me during that time were a few things. Number one, at least I had a father in my life when so many others grew up without one. Number two, I learned the meaning of hard work and work ethic from my dad. Number three, I never had to worry about food or a roof over my head, courtesy of my father. Basically, God showed me these things to comfort me, and it worked. I started counting my blessings instead of dwelling on my loss. As mentioned in our last message, blessed means spiritually prosperous, happy, or to be admired. So our scripture states, blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. The scripture has been a comfort to so many of us during our time of grief. Our God is indeed merciful and comforting. Jesus mentioned this particular scripture for a reason. You got to understand Jesus to understand what I'm about to say. You see, Jesus already knew that God is merciful and comforting. Anyone that believes in him should know this, as this is part of being a Christian. So perhaps this scripture has a different meaning. But before I go there, let me just say that our interpretation of this scripture is accurate from a human standpoint. God does bless those who mourn by comforting them. Amen? Amen. Now, let's talk about the spiritual meaning of this particular scripture. The Amplified Bible states the same scripture as follows: Blessed, forgiven, refreshed by God's grace are those who mourn over their sins and repent, for they will be comforted when the burden of sin is lifted. Wow, that's a totally different way of looking at that scripture. And to be honest with you, I had never seen this way before. This is new to me. So thank you, God. You're teaching me too. The scripture states that those who mourn over their sins and repent are blessed. Boy, that is so different. We must mourn over our sins and repent. Well, this brings up a few questions. Number one, do we mourn over what we have done that is sinful? Do we repent and feel sad that we sin when we ask forgiveness for God? Number three, do we feel remorse for sinning? The scripture tells us that if we mourn over our sins and repent from our heart, then we will be comforted. Okay, so we have sinned. We all sin. Everyone is a sinful person because nobody is without sin. Would you agree with me on that? And we do go to God as Christians and ask for forgiveness. We said, Lord, please forgive us where we've fallen short of. Forgive us for what we did. Now, the scripture tells us if we mourn over our sins or confess them and repent from our heart. See, it's got to be hand in hand. You got to first confess your sin and then repent from your heart. Then you will be comforted. Notice the meaning of the word comfort in this passage. It states that being comforted is when the burden of sin is lifted. So that explains the first part of the description. The definition of blessed means forgiven, refreshed by God's grace. That is a totally different type of blessing, but the best blessing you can receive. We all need to be forgiven by God because we all fall short. We all need this blessing to be refreshed and renewed by God's grace. This makes this scripture mean something more than just the comforting of our flesh during loss in our life. Jesus was taking it to another level. He was telling us that if we truly regret our sins and really repent from our hearts, then and only then will God receive our repentance, know what is in our heart, and show grace by forgiving us and comforting us by lifting the burden of sin off of us. Wow. Praise the Lord. I got to repeat that. I'm sorry. I just got to say that again. Jesus was telling us that if we truly regret our sin and repent from our heart, then and only then will God receive our repentance, know what is in our hearts, and show grace by forgiving us and comforting us by lifting the burden of sin. As a bonus, God will also refresh us, clean the slate of our past, of that past sin, and not hold it over our heads. Wow. Let's talk about that for a second. Do you know anybody that you apologize to that really forgives you and moves on from it and never brings it back up? I'm sure you might have met somebody that way, but God is that way all the time. Whenever you ask him to forgive you of your sins, God forgives you. He doesn't hold it against you. He doesn't bring it back up like so many of us do. Instead, he gives us a clean slate. Oh my God, what an awesome God we serve. So, saints, remember that blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted, both physically during your time of loss and spiritually when you ask for forgiveness and repent. Then you will be comforted according to the word of God. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, our Lord, in the name of Jesus we come. Thank you for this word. Thank you for showing us another way of looking at it, the way that Jesus intended us to look at it. Thank you for blessing us when we do mourn physically, Lord, from a human standpoint, because we hurt so much and we need your comfort in these times, Lord. Thank you for that. Jesus, thank you for bringing forth this meaning. Thank you for helping us to understand that when we repent to God for our sins, we got to really mean it. And if we do, God will comfort us in the best possible way. Father, forgive us. We have sinned. Father, I repent. I repent for not only myself, but for everybody else. For we all have fallen short. Please help us, Lord. Comfort us in that regard, Lord. Refresh us. Clear the slate. Help us, Father, to move forward away from that sin. And thank you for not holding it over our heads or bringing it back up again. Lord, you are wonderful. I pray, Father, I thank you for using me to give this word. You taught me more than I possibly could know. Father, I pray, Lord, that you'll bless those who hear this. May it stir something in their hearts, in their spirit. Father, I pray this word will go forth throughout the nations according to your perfect will. And may you be glorified in it. I thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, and ask it all in Jesus' precious name. Amen.